spoken today with Herr Hitler, and I hold in my hands a piece of paper upon which he has committed to release the clowns.
Hello?
All right, love, we're the writers. We're due to be doing some work here today.
Oh, hi, yes, come in. I've been expecting you.
Nice Victorian place you got here. Lots of character. Bit Dickensian for my liking. But what's wrong with a bit of social commentary?
Right, where do you want us to start?
I thought in the living room. What's wrong?
I can see this hasn't been edited for a while.
These paragraphs will have to come up too, you know.
And we're going to have to repunctuate, well, all of it, really.
Oh dear, I suspected as much. Well, before you start, do you want a cup of tea?
No. If we're going to get any serious writing done today, I think we'll both need a triple scotch.
And you don't mind if we smoke 80 fags a day, do you? We've got to keep up the creative flow.
What was that?
Oh, that'll be the poets in the bathroom. They're plumbing the metaphysics, but I think they've got a bit of a block.
That's your problem with your poet, you see. They're fine for your short lyrical passages, but with something of any length, well, they just strain their metaphors, don't they?
Yeah. You see, your writer is a multi-purpose creative entity. I mean, we could replot your whole house and put some satire in your loft before your poet's even had time to find himself.
Right. Well, I'll just leave you to it.
Yeah, don't you worry, love. We'll have this place looking like a Booker Prize winner before you can say Salman Rushdie.
Release the clowns.
Mum?
Yes?
Can I go out?
No.
Oh, go on.
No!
Please?
No, I've already told you. It's too dangerous and far too cold.
Just for half an hour? I promise.
You're not going out and that's final.
But Mum...
No more arguments, Graham. Now is not the right time.
Well, when is the right time?
When we're not 30,000 feet up in an aeroplane, for starters.
Oh.
And even if by some miracle you manage to survive the fall... At the moment, we happen to be flying over the Great Salt Lake.
So?
You're a slug. Now, shut up and finish your lettuce.
Hey! Oh, release the clowns!
Wow, you have been busy. All these scrumpled up bits of paper. Why don't you use laptops?
You can't do that, love. You see, we got to use the same kind of tools as the original. Otherwise, you lose atmosphere.
Yeah, we were in a Tudor place last week. Had to break out the quill pens and parchment. Sounds like they're making a right Homeric epic up there. You're going to get an Iliad if you're not careful, and it'll cost you.
Look out. Here's one of them cowboy poets.
Excuse me. Awfully sorry to bother you, but we were doing some stanzas upstairs when Percy suddenly collapsed into the corner and started mumbling. I think he may have hit his depression. You don't have any laudanum, do you?
I'll just look in the fridge.
So, you're doing a bit of prose in here, are you?
Yeah, we're doing an extended literary piece. Tell me when I'm getting too technical for you.
Well, I suppose that's what you have to do if you haven't been blessed by the divine muse. Presumably you do a bit of journalism as well.
No, we're able to support ourselves on novels, thank you very much.
I couldn't find any laudanum, but I've got some domestos in a straw.
That will have to do, but don't expect any pathos out of him.
Release the clowns!
Okay, madam, your prescription will be ready in 2 minutes. Can I get you anything else?
Could I buy a pregnancy test, please?
Of course, no need to be shy. Would you like one with a digital conception indicator?
Oh, a regular one will be fine, thanks.
Right, and could I see your marriage certificate, please?
I'm sorry?
I said, I need to see your marriage certificate.
I've never had to show ID before. Sorry, what's happened to your voice?
Never you mind. Where's your certificate of matrimony?
I have my driving license.
No, that won't do. It doesn't show your marital status.
I'm sorry, but that's none of your business.
Show me your left hand. No ring. You're not married, are you? May the Lord have mercy on my soul, for I was nearly tricked by an adulteress.
Now look here.
Do you deny that you have given in to your animalistic urges? The sacred test is only for those united in the eyes of God. You have sinned against Jehovah, ruler of the universe.
Look, I'm an adult woman.
You're a lost woman, a fallen woman. For the Bible tells us, God will judge fornicators!
Get me the manager, please.
Oh, Mr. Parker! Mr. Parker! An agent of the devil is here to test my faith in the Lord!
Good morning, madam. Now what seems to be the trouble?
This religious crackpot has been incredibly rude to me.
Oh, but Mr. Parker...
I'm very sorry, madam. I'm afraid Dolores has very strong beliefs that sometimes make her forget her manners. I can only apologise profusely for your experience today.
Well, thank you.
Now, it was just the one item, was it? That's £5.95, please. Do you have a loyalty card?
Oh, yes. Here you go.
Thank you, Miss Brown. Miss!
Oh, Mr. Parker, I tried to tell you.
Lord Jehovah, give me the strength to face this demon! Abandon your sin, Miss Brown.
I can't believe this.
Behold the non-believer's face of depravity.
Yes, you can see she's thinking of abortion and masturbation and oral sex.
Where's my prescription?
That is the voice of Satan, whose child is in her belly. Turn back, Miss Brown, or burn for all eternity in the fire and brimstone of hell. You must repent and join us.
For we bear the good news that God's heavenly kingdom will soon end all wickedness.
Oh, Christ, you two are completely nuts. I'm getting out of here.
See how she runs into the arms of Jesus.
I do declare...
Fancy a quick shag, Mr. Parker?
Yeah, all right.
That's why Mum's released the clowns.
Love, could you just come through to the dining room for a minute?
What's the trouble?
Listen.
The hell is that?
Gnomes.
Though it could be pixies. You know what this means?
No.
You've got fantasy.
Oh my God.
Under the floorboards, in the walls, everywhere.
Could be problematic, because before you know it, you could have an evil lord setting up his cauldron in your kitchen, dragons flying around the living room, and a bunch of elves and trolls waging war in your cellar.
Shit. Is there anything you can do?
Well, we'll have to demythologize the whole house. We'll start by setting up points of scepticism to undermine the narrative.
After a couple of weeks, the plot will start to unravel, and due to the flimsy nature of characterisation in the fantasy genre, the imaginary world will quickly collapse.
Holy crap, that all sounds really expensive.
Oh, it is, love.
Oh, this is terrible. All I wanted was a bit of simple re-editing.
Well, that's the trouble, love. You make a couple of tweaks here, change a character there, and suddenly you're into major rewrites.
Tell you what. If you're not averse to a bit of fantasy, we could always work with it.
How do you mean?
Well, we could bolster the existing plot-bearing structure, then underpin the story in an alternative reality.
And after that, we can redraft the framework of the mythological universe till it's totally watertight. That way, it can't leak into the rest of the house.
That still sounds expensive.
It's a lot cheaper than demythologising.
And if in the future... you want a big screen adaptation on the side of your house, you'll be able to go straight ahead with it instead of ending up in Development L.
Oh, yes, that sounds good. I like that. Yeah, let's do it.
Righto.
Do you need another scotch before you start?
Triples, no water, 2 ice cubes.
Release the clowns!
Wood passages for flight BA946, please proceed to departures via security.
Open your bag, please, sir.
Certainly, officer.
One novel, Wilbur Smith. Good book?
It passes the time.
One sandwich, chicken and stuffing.
It's like a roast in a bap.
Delish.
9 passports, various nations.
Same photo, definitely you, sir.
A fetching likeness, but all different names.
Isn't that why we all go on holiday? To lose ourselves?
That's so true, sir, so true. Oh, now what's this? One large cellophane packet containing a miscellaneous whitish powder. Just a little dab and... it's very good. Try some?
Do you mind, sir?
No, no. Go ahead. It's pure Peruvian. Half a key. A dab here or there won't go amiss.
Oh yes, that is nice. One firearm.
Shotgun. Pump action. Lovely. Catch.
Smooth.
For hunting.
One long hardwood handle topped by a heavy iron head, flanged.
That's a mace, that is.
What can I say? I'm a history buff.
Got a nice balance to it. One alarm clock.
Strapped to a bundle of dynamite.
I hate to miss a second of my holiday, don't you?
Indeed, sir. Feels like time stolen from me. One rectangular metal box, glowing, throbbing and humming, with a symbol on the side.
That's hazard. Radiation.
You know, this was in my room as a child, and I just can't bear to go anywhere without it. It's silly, really.
And who's this little chap?
His name's Rupert.
Isn't he adorable? Look at his little jumper.
It says, infected monkey.
Aww. Well, if that's all, sir, I think you can pack away.
Thank you.
Hold on. Did you really think you'd get away with this, sir?
Is there a problem?
Cream or liquid? 101 mils.
I'm sorry, sir. We cannot allow such a dangerous item on the plane.
Really? Oh, what a shame. I mean, isn't there any way?
Not a chance, sir.
More than our jobs are worth.
Well, I suppose it was always a long shot. Come on, you. Wave to the nice men.
Aww. Goodbye, sir.
Have a good flight. Cool. Fancy trying that one.
I know. It's as if they think we're blind.
Release the Clown starred Karen Morden, Alex Marion, Marco Chu, Helen Duff, Phil Whelan, Simon Edwards, Emily Sargent, Martin Hyder, Nick Hildred, Phil Nice, Joe Clegg and Amy Holmes. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Karen Morden, Martin Hyder and Phil Nice. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Remember, January is a long, dark month, filled with dieting, not drinking, going to the gym, and post-Christmas penury. So why not bring a ray of sunshine to the lives of everyone around you by sharing Release the Clowns on Facebook, Twitter, or by shouting at passers-by in the street? Release the Clowns is free, it's fun, and they can even listen to it while sweating away all those mince pies in the gym. See you next week.